Secretary of State John Kerry announced last week that he's creating a new position called Special Representative for the Arctic Region. It's been referred to as an Arctic ambassador in some reports, but it's not exactly that. And the reaction of Alaska's two U.S. senators has been mixed. On the phone to talk to us about what it is APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent Liz Ruskin. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
So, Liz, both senators have been pressing for an Arctic ambassador to assert the U.S. interests in the region. Shouldn't this be unbridled good news to the senators?
Well, it was the way Senator Begich announced it last week on Valentine's Day. He talked to Kerry on the phone and then issued a press release that used the word ambassador a dozen times.
But Senator Murkowski doesn't see it that way. Is that a correct characterization?
Yeah, that's right. A few hours later, her press release came out, and she pointed out the Secretary of State never used the word ambassador in a letter he wrote to both senators. Murkowski questioned whether the position would be on par, and she used some harsh language. She called the Obama administration's Arctic policy lackluster and a national disgrace.
So, Liz, is this just the Washington dance where the senator of one party is obligated to criticize the president when he's of the opposite party?
Could be some of that. It's also a turf battle between the two Senate offices.
Well, explain that for us. What do you mean?
Well, it doesn't take much reading between the lines of the press releases to see that Murkowski's office was ticked. The Secretary of State called Begich and allowed him to break the news. That was kind of a gift. In her press release, Murkowski's staff wrote that she is considered the leading expert on Arctic issues in Congress. And they backed that up with pictures of her posing with the chair of the Arctic Council this month and sitting right next to Secretary Kerry at an Arctic confab in Sweden last year. The press release even included a video of her talking Arctic on the Senate floor back in 2011. And she's gesturing to a map of the Arctic, no less. And altogether, the not-so-subtle message is the Arctic is her terrain.
Back to the terminology, special representative or ambassador, does it matter?
Well, it does if you ask Senator Murkowski. She issued a press release just yesterday suggesting this Arctic rep thing is window dressing because the person wouldn't have the same standing as the real Arctic ambassadors from other countries. She says Secretary Kerry should meet with her and explain why he refuses to upgrade to ambassador. And Begich, on the other hand, told me today this is a step toward creating an Arctic ambassador, which would require Senate confirmation.
Liz, is he saying it was wrong to use the word ambassador in his press release last week?
Oh, not at all. He insists he'll call the appointee ambassador because he or she will be acting in that role.
All right, Liz, thanks for giving us that clarity on this new position.
Thanks, Lori.
APRN's Liz Ruskin speaking to us from Washington, D.C.